Two American journalists were set to go on trial today in North Korea. There's no word yet whether they have or have not done that in that secretive nation. Laura Ling and Una Lee were arrested last March at the Chinese border. The two work for Current TV, which we'll hear more about in a moment. The North Koreans say the two entered the country illegally and committed unspecified hostile acts. But since the arrest, the Korean Peninsula has become engulfed in much larger issues. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul.
The official Korean Central News Agency reported that the country's highest appeals court would hear today's case. That means that the journalists would have nowhere to appeal the guilty verdict that many observers expect. The report referred to Una Lee by her Korean name, Sung-yoon Lee. B.R. Myers researches North Korean ideology and propaganda at Dongseo University in Busan. He says Lee's ethnicity would make it hard for North Korea to paint her as a spy.
The North Korean propaganda apparatus has hitherto always depicted the Korean community in the United States as victims of American racism and exploitation. So the Korean-American woman cannot be exploited for domestic propaganda purposes.
But Myers says Pyongyang may have other uses for the pair.
The only value that these two women have for North Korea is as bargaining chips or as security to prevent the Americans from attacking them.
The State Department and the journalists' families insist the case has nothing to do with nukes or any larger security issues. But a grand security bargain with the U.S. is what North Korea is apparently angling for with its recent nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Lee Sung-hyun is director of the Security Studies Program at the Sejong Institute, a private think tank.
North Korea wants to negotiate with the U.S. as its equal and as a nuclear state. It wants to transform the armistice ending the Korean War into a permanent peace treaty as part of a long-term security arrangement.
Lee says Pyongyang would prefer that the U.S. send some high-ranking official to perform the appropriate diplomatic kowtows and then take the journalists home.
As for the conviction of the two female reporters, if a special envoy is sent or Al Gore himself goes to North Korea, I think this could set the stage for a potential breakthrough. How seriously Washington would consider this option is hard to say right now.
The journalists work for Current TV, the San Francisco-based internet media outlet Gore founded. Some media reports here have speculated that Gore might go, or New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who has previously helped to free an American detained in North Korea. It's still not clear if the journalists did anything that an envoy could apologize for, such as crossing the border into North Korea intentionally or not. Pastor Chun Ki-won says that in any event, their reporting mission was a risky one.
I can't say I wasn't surprised that they were caught, but what disappointed me a bit was that they didn't tell me where they were going. They didn't tell me, even when they called just an hour before being detained.
Chun's Durehana mission runs an underground railway that has helped hundreds of defectors escape from North Korea into China. When the journalists went to him for advice about reporting on defectors in China, he warned them that bringing along any Caucasian-looking journalists might attract attention. But the pair did bring cameraman Mitch Koss. He and a local guide evaded the North Korean soldiers who caught the two women, but they were caught by Chinese border guards. Koss was later allowed to leave China and has so far not spoken to the media about his experiences. The local guide's whereabouts remain unknown. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.